This episode is brought to you by Progressive, a leader in boat insurance. Welcome aboard to Carefree Boating. Here, we don't worry about the what-ifs, because we explore with Progressive Boat Insurance for as little as $100 per year for a basic liability policy. Progressive also offers a variety of other coverages and can help you cover repair costs when you need it. And with discounts like multi-policy, safety courses, responsible driver, and more, your mind can really flow free. Cruise on over to Progressive.com to get a quote today and see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Rate and discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hello, and welcome to a preview of a special bonus episode. Did you know there are even more stories in the Sound Sleep premium feed? Well, you can listen to ad-free episodes, two monthly bonus episodes, just like this one, and get early releases, all for less than $1 a week. Subscribe from either Apple Podcasts or Supercast and listen directly in your favorite podcast player. It's quick and easy. Go to soundsleeppodcast.com or look in the show notes for more information. And thanks so much for your continued support. In the meantime, here is a little teaser of a recent bonus episode. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, a leader in boat insurance. Welcome aboard to Carefree Boating. Here, we don't worry about the what-ifs, because we explore with Progressive Boat Insurance for as little as $100 per year for a basic liability policy. Progressive also offers a variety of other coverages and can help you cover repair costs when you need it. And with discounts like multi-policy, safety courses, responsible driver, and more, your mind can really flow free. Cruise on over to Progressive.com to get a quote today and see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Rate and discounts not available in all states or situations.
Sleep and Sorcery is a new bedtime story series inspired by folklore, mythology, and fantasy. Visit a cozy cottage in the mythical village of Slumbershire. Go back in time to the court of King Arthur and embark on a meditative quest for lost relics. Shop for magic supplies in a hidden corridor of London. Each original sleep story is carefully crafted to evoke feelings of comfort, safety, and relaxation, paired with breathwork or a soothing body scan to send you naturally into sleep. Sleep and Sorcery is available now on Insight Timer and wherever you listen to podcasts. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in, slowly exhaling as you let go of any tension or stress in your body. Imagine yourself standing in front of a cozy hillside cottage, nestled among tall trees. The sun is setting behind the hills, casting a warm glow over the landscape. As you approach the cottage, you notice a stone path leading up to the front door. You follow the path, feeling the cool grass beneath your feet. As you open the door, the comforting smell of a wood-burning fireplace fills the air. You step inside and see the flickering flames dancing in the fireplace, casting a warm glow over the room. You take a seat in a comfortable armchair by the fireplace, feeling the warmth radiating from the flames close your eyes and let yourself sink deeper into relaxation. As our story begins, continue to breathe in a sense of calm and exhale all that you don't need any longer. And when you are ready, allow yourself to ease into a pleasant and sound sleep. Bluebeard. Once upon a time, there was a man who had fine houses, both in town and country, deal of silver and gold plate, carved furniture, and coaches gilded all over. But unhappily, this man had a blue beard, which made him so ugly and so terrible that all the women and girls ran away from him. One of his neighbors, a lady of quality, had two daughters who were perfect beauties. He asked for one of them in marriage, leaving to her the choice of which she would bestow upon him. They would neither of them have him, and they sent him backward and forward from one to the other, neither being able to make up her mind to marry a man who had a blue beard. Another thing which made them averse to him was that he had already married several wives, and nobody knew what had become of them. Bluebeard, to become better acquainted, took them with their mother and three or four of their best friends, with some young people of the neighborhood, to one of his country seats, where they stayed a whole week. There was nothing going on but pleasure parties, hunting, fishing, dancing, mirth, and feasting. Nobody went to bed, but all passed the night in playing pranks on each other. In short, everything succeeded so well that the youngest daughter began to think that the beard of the master of the house was not so very blue, and that he was a very civil gentleman. So, as soon as they returned home, the marriage was concluded. About a month afterward, Bluebeard told his wife that he was obliged to take a country journey for 6 weeks at least, upon business of great importance.